Hunter Biden, the son of US President Joe Biden, has been indicted on three federal firearms-related charges. This came after efforts to reach a plea deal failed, leading to the first ever prosecution of a sitting president's child. The indictment is tied to the possession of a gun while using narcotics. At the time of the gun purchase, Mr. Biden was a heavy user of crack cocaine. Under US federal laws, it's a crime to lie on such documentation or possess a firearm while a drug user. Sean Whelan has been telling me more about the charges Hunter Biden faces.
Yeah, he's facing three charges related to a firearm which he bought and had for a very short period of time, about 11 days, we understand. Apparently never used it, never even loaded it. But he bought it from an arms dealer and he's been charged with lying to that arms dealer and also lying to the federal government in having to fill in the paperwork for buying the gun, in which he did not state that he was at that time a user of drugs, a cocaine addict, in fact. That is an offence. That's a felony in federal law. If you are a drug user and you buy a firearm, you can go to jail for that. And the penalty is up to 10 years in serious cases. He's also facing other related charges to possessing that gun. But essentially, it's to do with not telling the truth about his status as a drug user when he bought this weapon and had it for a very short period. That is the so far the only thing he's been indicted on, and he's going to be formally charged at some date to be arranged by the US attorney in the state of Delaware, which is, of course, the Biden's home state.
How serious are these charges now for him? Because there was a plea deal which should have seen all of this being reduced to a few misdemeanor charges.
There was. Well, the background to this goes back a long way. I mean, the investigations into Hunter Biden have been going on literally for years. In the case of the U.S. Attorney's Office, for 5 years, this attorney, David Weiss, He is the U.S. attorney for Delaware. He's a Republican. He was appointed by Donald Trump, and he was given this job of investigating Hunter Biden because Donald Trump saw Hunter Biden as the Achilles heel of his father, Joe Biden, because they had picked up all sorts of sleazy information about Hunter Biden and his business activities in Ukraine. Donald Trump, during his presidency, had noted that Joe Biden was rising up on the horizon, going to be his likely opponent in the 2020 elections, had set about looking for the dirt, basically, on him. Rudy Giuliani was his point man on that, and he'd employed a Ukrainian-born American businessman called Lev Parnas to go digging for information. He'd found out that Hunter Biden was on the board of a Ukrainian energy company called Burisma. He had no qualifications or background in the energy industry, but was making a large amount of money there. It's all very sleazy business, but they spent a lot of time and effort trying to connect Hunter Biden and his activities there in Ukraine and elsewhere back to Joe Biden and having leverage. And that's where they started turning up all this dirt. They eventually got it into the US Attorney's Office. Mm-hmm. But after 5 years, all they've been able to come up with is this gun charge, which Hunter Biden himself more or less gave to them in his autobiography.
So the bigger picture here is really now about, is it the Republicans trying to move to impeach Joe Biden and at the very least embarrass him and make it very difficult for him as he goes into the election campaign?
Yes, that's exactly it. I mean, the investigations into Joe Biden and his links with his son have pretty much drawn a blank in terms of hard evidence. That's why earlier in the week, I mean, Joe Biden had this dreadful 48-hour period in which the Speaker of the House of Representatives announced that he was setting in train a formal investigation that could lead to impeachment. They want to get, as they said, information to justify an impeachment. Of course, their opponents immediately shot back and said, well, look, you've been at this for 5 years. Why do you need yet more investigations by House committees when we've had the state prosecuting authorities and indeed all kinds of other bits and branches of the state and the White House itself, and of course the Rudy Giuliani investigations looking for precisely this kind of information. Why do we need more of an investigation here? Nevertheless, we're going to get one because, of course, we have elections coming up next year. Very soon, we've got the primary election process starting up. Donald Trump is, of course, being criminally prosecuted in four different cases, facing 91 criminal charges. All the time when the issue of Trump has been brought up in this country, immediately the issue thrown back at Democrats is, what about Hunter Biden? Mm. Now, of course, the answer to that is Hunter Biden is not running for President of the United States.
And that's our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan. It's 18 minutes past seven.